The incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place on Diwali day. Among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows only ate grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Mother Yashoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt, and churn it into butter personally, since she thought that her child Krishna was going to the houses of the neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter, because Krishna did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared at home. And while churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about all the childhood activities of Krishna. Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. And meanwhile, Krishna was sleeping within a room. And as soon as Krishna got up, Krishna became hungry and went to his mother. Wanting to stop her from churning and drink the milk of her breast, Krishna stopped Yashoda from moving the churning rod. Everything in the household affairs of Mother Yashoda was meant for Krishna. Although Krishna was drinking the breast milk of his mother, when Yashoda saw that the milk pan in the kitchen was overflowing, she had to take care of it immediately. And thus Yashoda left Krishna, who then became very angry for not having been fully satisfied with drinking the milk from her breasts. Sometimes one must take care of more than one item of important business for the same purpose. Therefore, Yashoda was not unjust when she left Krishna to take care of the overflowing milk. And it is only natural that when a child becomes angry, it can begin crying with false tears in its eyes. So Krishna did this, and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, Krishna broke the pot with a stone, entered a room, and began to eat the freshly churned butter. And seeing the pot broken and Krishna not present, Yashoda definitely concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. There was no doubt about it. Mother Yashoda was able to trace Krishna by following his butter-smeared footprints. Yashoda saw that Krishna was stealing butter, and thus she smiled. Meanwhile, the crows also entered the room and came out in fear. Thus, Mother Yashoda found Krishna stealing butter and very anxiously looking here and there. Yogis, mystics, they want to catch Krishna as Paramatma, and with great austerities and penances, they try to approach him, yet they cannot. Here we see, however, that Krishna is about to be caught by Mother Yashoda and is running away in fear. So this illustrates the difference between the bhakta and the yogi. Yogis cannot reach Krishna, but for pure devotees like Mother Yashoda, Krishna is already caught. Krishna was even afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. Yogis cannot capture Krishna by their severe penances and austerities, but despite all obstacles, Mother Yashoda was finally able to catch Krishna without difficulty. So from these dealings between Mother Yashoda and Krishna, we can understand the exalted position of a pure devotee in loving service to the Lord. Krishna became so dependent upon Mother Yashoda that when she simply showed Krishna the stick in her hand, Krishna admitted to being an offender and began to cry just like an ordinary child. Of course, Mother Yashoda did not want to chastise her beloved Krishna very much, and therefore Yashoda immediately threw the stick away and simply rebuked Krishna. "Now I shall bind you so that you cannot commit any further offensive activities, and nor for the time being can you play with your playmates." So this shows the position of a pure devotee in contrast with others like the jnanis, yogis, and followers of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies in regards to the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth. Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna not in order to chastise Krishna, but because Yashoda thought that Krishna was so restless that Krishna might leave the house out of fear, and that would be yet another disturbance. Therefore, out of full affection, in order to stop Krishna from leaving the house, Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna with rope. Mother Yashoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since Krishna was afraid merely to see her stick, Krishna should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yashoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how Krishna's power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna. Krishna is greater than the greatest, being unlimited and all-pervading. So how can it be possible for the all-pervading to be measured or bound? And then again, Krishna is the time factor. Therefore, Krishna is all-pervading, not only in space, but also in time. We have measurements of time, but although we are limited by past, present, and future, for Krishna, these things do not exist. Every individual person can be measured, but Krishna had already previously shown that although Krishna is also an individual, the entire cosmic manifestation is within Krishna's mouth. All these points considered, Krishna cannot be measured. How then did Yashoda want to measure Krishna and bind him? We must conclude, therefore, that this took place simply on the platform of pure transcendental love, for this was the only cause. Krishna is available only to devotees. Devotees can handle Krishna because they act on the basis of loving service. Thus, Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna. And so, herein is the first chapter in Krishna's exhibition of unlimited potency to his mother, when Yashoda tried to bind Krishna. The rope was too short. As it is, Krishna had already shown his unlimited potency by killing Putana, Shakata Asura, and Trinavarta. Now, Krishna exhibited another vibhuti, or display of potency, to his mother. "Unless I agree, you cannot bind me." Thus, although Mother Yashoda, in her attempt to bind Krishna, added one rope after another, ultimately she was a failure. But when Krishna finally agreed, however, Yashoda was ultimately successful. In other words, one must be in transcendental love with Krishna, but that does not mean that one can control Krishna. Only when Krishna is satisfied with one's devotional service, then Krishna does everything himself. Krishna reveals more and more to the devotee as the devotee advances in service. So actually this incident was wonderful because Krishna was only a child with small hands. To bind Krishna should have required only a rope not more than 2 feet long. All the ropes in the house combined together might have been hundreds of feet long, but still Krishna was impossible to bind, for all the ropes together were still too short. Naturally, Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends thought, "How is this possible?" And seeing this funny affair, all of them were smiling. The first rope was short by a measurement the width of 2 fingers. And after the second rope was added, it was still 2 fingers too short. If the shortness of all the ropes were added together, it must have amounted to the width of hundreds of fingers. Certainly this was astonishing. And so, this was yet another exhibition of Krishna's inconceivable potency to his mother and his mother's friends. When Mother Yashoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound with all the ropes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he could not be bound by any material condition. Thus, they gave up the idea of binding Krishna. But in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus, Krishna's internal energy, Yoga Maya, was brought to work, and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. This pastime of Krishna is very difficult to understand, but devotees can understand it. It is therefore said that Krishna displays the transcendental attribute of coming under the control of his devotees. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees of Krishna. The only supreme master is Krishna, and all others are Krishna's servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of becoming subordinate to Krishna's servant. Now, although everyone is Krishna's servant, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to his servant, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is a servant of Krishna, and Lord Brahma is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. Nonetheless, even Lord Brahma cannot obtain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. And as for Lord Shiva, he is the topmost Vaishnava. And what to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with his body. But even Lakshmiji could not get such mercy as Mother Yashoda. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was surprised. What did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? There are different types of mukti or liberation, such as sayujya, salokya, sarupya, sarshti, and samipya. But the mukti means special mukti, when after liberation, one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, then one is said to have achieved the mukti, or special mukti. That exalted platform is known as prema, and Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. Therefore, Yashoda is a Nitya Siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's Hladini potency, or Krishna's potency, to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions who are very special devotees. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Mother Yashoda, is very easily available to devotees, but he is not available to tapasvis, yogis, jnanis, and others who have a bodily concept of life. Everyone is seeking Krishna, for Krishna is the Supersoul of all individual souls. Everyone loves his or her body and wants to protect it, because one is within the body as the soul. And everyone loves the soul because the soul is part and parcel of the Supersoul. Therefore, everyone is actually seeking to achieve happiness by reviving his or her relationship with the Supersoul. Karmis, jnanis, yogis, and saintly persons are all seeking Krishna, but only by following in the footsteps of devotees who are in a direct relationship with Krishna, especially the inhabitants of Vrindavana, then one can reach the supreme position of associating with Krishna. As it is said, Krishna does not leave Vrindavan even for a moment. The Vrindavan Vasis, such as Mother Yashoda, Krishna's friends and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis with whom Krishna dances, have very intimate relationships with Krishna. And if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, then Krishna is available. But there are those who are attached to bodily concepts of life. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, for example, have very prestigious positions, and thus they have the sense of being very exalted Ishvaras or controllers. In other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avatars and have exalted positions, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. But the pure devotees who inhabit Vrindavan do not possess any bodily conception, for they are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended that the highest perfection of life is pure love in relationship with Krishna, and Mother Yashoda appears to be the topmost of devotees who have attained this perfection.
Mother Yashoda loves little Gopal. With loving eyes she looks upon his sweetly smiling face. The love she feels we can't compare, it's a transcendental taste. Mother Yashoda loves little Gopal. He gives her transcendental joy. With silken cloth and shining pearls, she dresses him each day. While all his friends, they love watch him just before they go to play. Mother, you showed up. Love, let you go far. Because he's her little boy. Within her mind, she always thinks of the pastimes of her son. The love she feels goes on and on. It's her heart he has won. Mother, you showed up. Love's little gold ball. He gives her transient gentle joy. Mother, you showed up. Love, let you go, Paul. Because he's her little boy. Mother, you showed up. Love, let you go, Paul.